Are you ready?
Come on now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
It's a noisy church.
We wanted to welcome everyone. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. Hello, all our Facebook family and friends. We welcome you tonight. And if you're joining in, we bless you and we send our love to you. Amen. I just have a couple announcements. Pastor Chris, did you see our banner over here? He's declaring the month of November the month of thankfulness.
Yes.
Amen. It is a month to be thankful. Thankful for what you have. Thankful that we have air in our lungs. Wherever you are, be thankful. Have a heart, hallelujah, of thankfulness. Thankful for your brother, for your sister. What can I do to help somebody, my neighbor? Somebody in the church, hallelujah. It could be just hugging them, saying a kind word to them. That is creating a heart of thankfulness, of gratitude. So it is the month of November, thankfulness, hallelujah. And I have these special offering envelopes. They're up here or over here as you come in the door. This is above and beyond tithe, hallelujah. If you feel led to give anything, just upheaving to God, hallelujah, and say, God, I am so thankful that I am alive, that I am breathing, that I have a roof over my head, that I'm healthy. I have healthy children, hallelujah. And this is above and beyond. You can put a dollar in here, 50 cents, $10. It's not, listen, about the amount. We are not wanting to make a lot of money here. That's not about it. We are want you to be blessed. There's a flow. When you give, it shall be given unto you. Hallelujah. Pressed down, shaken, running over. Hallelujah. So we believe in this house, giving is for your benefit. So grab one of these. You can take it home. Pray about what God would have you to give. Amen. Just be thankful in everything. In all circumstances. I read Wednesday night. Amen. And I shared it today. Rejoice always. It says in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances. Three. It's a threefold blessing. Hallelujah. We have to be thankful. And church, I believe thankfulness is the key of how we move up higher and how we move into another realm with Him. Hallelujah. Thankfulness provokes the blessings of God upon our life. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. I know Pastor Chris has a word. I know our worship team is ready. Amen. So, Father, we come before you tonight. Hallelujah. And we settle ourselves. And we just want to say thank you, God. Father, you are a good, good Father. Your word says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. That we enter his courts, we enter into with thanksgiving. That everything, Lord God, that you have caused us, you put breath within us, within our lungs, so we can praise your holy name. Father, I thank you for these ones that are here tonight, the ones that are listening online, Father. We just ask, Lord God, that we as a body, Lord God, lift you up. We need you, Father God, in our homes, in our families, hallelujah, in our community, in our country, Father God. We need you, Father God. We call upon you tonight, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the good things you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo.
I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading. not pressed. I am pressed but not cursed. Pursued and not abandoned. Dug down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse. Lord, Thomas will endure. There's joy that's going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last through the night, the joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrow. God. Well, welcome everybody tonight, and just keep on worshiping Him. Keep on praising Him.
Thank you. About the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah.
Chains have been broke. Chains are broken.
Hallelujah.
He breaks addiction. He breaks addictions.
Hallelujah.
He heals sickness and disease.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you, God. I thank you for what you've done, God. I thank you for what you've done, hallelujah. Dear God, Lord, that we are set free because of the cross. Because of the stripes that was laid upon you, God. I'm healed. Come on, we're healed, hallelujah. We're healed, hallelujah. I've been set free. Come on, I've been set free. Hallelujah. He's broken the chains. Hallelujah. He's broken the chains. Hallelujah. He's broken the chains. Hallelujah. Come on, he's rolled the stone away. Hallelujah. Death has no sting. Hallelujah. I have life in his holy name. We have life in his name. We have power in His name. Come on, amen. We have power, hallelujah. Great is the God, great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Lord, I thank You, God. I thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, thank You. Come on, just give them praise, hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you hallelujah. I worship from the place of revelation. I worship from the place of what He did for me. The Bible says that we worship God in spirit and in truth. That means we worship from a place of revelation that God reveals to us what He did for us 2,000 years ago, and it's powerful today. I worship God because He set me free. I worship God because He healed me. I worship God because I was blind and now I see. I worship God because I was a broken vessel and He lifted me back up again. I was in a miry pit and He rose me upon a rock. Hallelujah. That's why I worship God. I'm not ashamed to worship God because He's my King, He's my Lord, and I know what He's done for me. I want you to know, listen, everything, say everything. Everything that He's done for me, He does for you. Come on, everything that God has done for me, He does for you. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God doesn't have any grandchildren. He only has children. You're a son and a daughter of the King. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to hear this tonight. And you know why I worship? Because He's my refuge. He's my shelter. He's my tower. Hallelujah. He's my strength that walks me through the storms. He's the one that brings me through the wilderness. Hallelujah. When I say to myself, how can I get through this? Hallelujah. But my spirit says, hallelujah. Cause rise up, faith. Rise up, hallelujah. Rise up in His name. I want you to know that's my daughter right there. God gave her to me. She's mine. And you got to get to her. You got to go through me. I want you to get this and know this. That as much as I protect her, I pray for her, I defend her, you got one on your side that's greater than me. You got a father. A father. Tell someone, I got a father. Come on, sometimes our earthly fathers disappoint us. But I'm here to tell you, there's a heavenly Father that never fails. He never stops loving you, even when you don't think about Him, even when you're not worshiping Him, even when you don't lift up your hands. He still loves you. He still loves you. He won't stop loving you. You're His. You are His. You are His. I'm His. Hallelujah. I'm His. Hallelujah. He's my Father. Hallelujah. He's my Father. Hallelujah. He's my Father. I want you to know, when you believe and know that He's your daddy, it'll bring breakthrough in your life. It'll bring breakthrough in your life. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I'm God's. If God be before me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Amen. Children may be dismissed. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, somebody get your Bible out. Hallelujah. I want you guys, hallelujah. I want this church to start carrying their Bibles, to have their swords. Hallelujah. I want us to take our swords. Hallelujah. I want you to know, this is my journal. I want you to know, every single day, I write things down about what God says to me in this thing. And when I'm going through hell, when I'm going through a storm, I look back and remind myself of what my God did for me. I remind myself of what Daddy said to me yesterday. Come on, amen. It might look bad today, but I remind myself what God did for me yesterday. Hallelujah. And I remind myself what God's going to do for me tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because He's merciful. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. How long's forever? It's a long time. Forever. I want you to hear this. We live this much. That's like our lifespan. But eternity is like from here I can't keep it on the other side. Come on, this is what my life is. We spend so much time in this small part. But God says, I got so much more for you. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just getting started. Hallelujah. I'm just getting started. Hallelujah. I'm just getting ready. Sometimes some things look foolish to man. I used to be in my dad and mom's church, and they used to get excited. My mom used to get worked up in the Holy Ghost, jump up and run around the church. But you see, I didn't see it from their perspective because I wasn't where they were in their life. I didn't see where they came from, or I didn't recognize it. I didn't know what all the hurts and pains of my mother and my father. See, I would watch my dad begin to worship in the living room with no one around. And I just remember my father, he'd be lifting up his hands and worshiping God. And nobody around. I said, what's he doing in there? I want you to know that he was in a place of relationship with his father. And I look back now and I think to myself, this was the God that set him free. This is why he worshiped God. Hallelujah. This is why. Because he lifted up his hands because he was a drunk, he was an alcoholic, and he wasn't going to live past the age of 30. Because he was so broken. He'd wake up on the other side of West Virginia. Didn't know how he got there. But God broke that chain of addiction and set him free. That's why he worshiped God. See, David couldn't explain to his wife that couldn't understand where David was. How that David worshiped God with all of his might. That David worshiped God where his shirt fell off and his pants fell down. He looked like an idiot. But David says, you haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. Because this love, this love, I know no other love like this. No one can love me. No one, see, there's a joy that God gives me that the world didn't give me. The world can't take it away. There's a joy. There's a joy within me. Come on, come on. Joy, say joy. Say joy. Say joy. Tonight we're going to be talking about how you begin to release that joy in your life. Thank you, praise team. They can keep going and I'll keep worshiping. I'm going to talk about, don't get all quiet on me. Somebody say thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
I want you to just shout out right now what you're thankful for.
Everything.
Every mouth got to be going. We're going to do it one more time. Shout out what you're thankful for. Come on. Come on, you guys. Shout it out as you walk down here. Come on. Shout it out. Hallelujah. I'm thankful, God. I'm thankful, God. Come on. On Facebook, I want you to shout it out. All right, that's good. I like it. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm reminded of a song. Shout, shout, let it all out. Come on, shout, shout, let it all out. Come on, amen. Shout, shout, let it all out. Come on, listen. Shout, shout, let it out, man. Let it out. Hallelujah. Let your praises, hallelujah. Let your praises. Do you know, listen, do you know that the devil used to be, he used to sit in the throne room leading worship. Some scholars say he led worship. And he found pride and he was cast out of heaven. And he gets upset with you because you're doing what he used to do when you praise his name. You want to make the enemy mad? You begin to shout and let it out. Sometimes there's moments in our lives. And listen, next week, I'm going to get to that because next week I'm talking about shouting. I'm not talking about that now. I just feel like shouting. I can't get that song out of my head. Shout, shout, let it out. Amen. Come on, sometimes you just got to let it out. Sometimes you just got to let out. Sometimes there's emotions, there's things built out, and you just got to let it out. Amen. Just let it out. Let it out. Just let it out. Amen. Let me read this to you. No network service. You okay? Ezra 3:11. Can somebody look this up and give me Ezra 3:11 in the NIV or the Amplified? I don't care. NIV is good. Who got the NIV? Anybody NIV? Pick that out real quick. Randy, you got somebody got NIV? Ezra 3:11. There it is. Yeah, King James, you got the, what's that? You don't have, anybody have NIV? New International Version. Do you have it? Can you read it? Yeah, stand up.
With praise and thanksgiving, they sing to the Lord.
Wait, by the way, this is my other daughter. This is my other daughter. So if anybody has any ideas to mess with her, I make sure I keep this guy. Come on. Go ahead. Read it, honey. Don't stop. What are you doing?
With praise and thanksgiving,
they sang unto the Lord.
Yes, he is good.
Wait. They sang. Somebody says, you stay right there. Someone says, I don't know what God to thank God for. Here you go. You ready? I'm going to hand it right to you. They'll thank when they begin saying, this is what they sang. The Lord is. See, I want you to hear this. Your problems, your situations, come on, your bosses, other people around you, come on, the things that you're going through will tell you that God's forsaking you, God's not good. We'll look around the world, and what the world sees, they think that God has left us, that God's not there for us, but I'm here to tell you what the Word of God says, that He is good. Go ahead.
His love towards
you endures for how long? All right. That settles that. Okay, go ahead.
And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Amen.
Thank you. Wait, is that the next verse? 12?
That's just finished 11.
Okay. And what did they do at the end? They shouted because the foundation I'm here to tell you. See, I have a confidence because I'm on a sure foundation. Not sinking sand. Hallelujah. Not sinking sand, but a sure foundation. The Bible says that the world builds from a place, they build from a place of sand. But the children of God, through Christ Jesus, we build upon the rock. And His name is Jesus. Come on. We build upon a rock and His name is Jesus. So this is what I want you to know and understand, that the sense of security that you have when you receive Christ in your life as your Savior, you are on the rock, Christ Jesus. Everything else might fall apart, but I'm on a rock. Everything else around me might get shaken, But I'm on the rock. Tell someone, stay on the rock. Come on, if you ain't on the rock, get on the rock. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, get on the rock. Tell your neighbor, I'm thankful for you. Come on. Tell your neighbor, I'm thankful. Come on. I want you to know, come on. Somebody, listen, when I say something and you look, don't look. Look, there's somebody and just do it. I'm thankful for you, brother. I'm thankful for you. Listen, this makes you feel good. Come on, turn to somebody you're not sure about and say, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you out there on Facebook. I'm thankful for you. Come on. Dad. I'm thank you, Dan. I'm thankful for. I'm thank you for our praise team. Come on, there's something about that that works within you. Someone, tell me you're thankful for me. Thank you. I'm so thankful for you. You know, I want you to know when you begin to be thankful. I'm gonna rock you tonight, man. I just feel this in my spirit. Come on, because when I begin to talk, this is foundational to our walk with God. That sometimes we wonder why we have no joy. It's because we begin to lose our thankfulness. We have everything to be thankful for. Because if nothing else, if everything falls apart, I'm still on the rock. I don't want to lose everything, but if I did, I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock, Christ Jesus, where it brings me joy. Are you okay? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything. Say, in everything. Oh, come on. That's always a tough one for me because, man, you're just like, but you don't know what I'm going through right now. In everything. I want you to see this, that it doesn't say for everything. I'm so thankful for my backache. I'm so thankful that my knees are aching. But God says to be thankful in everything. You don't have to be thankful about everything. But you got to be thankful while you're in it. Hallelujah. While you're in it. You got to be thankful while you're in it and while you're going through it. Because listen, I want you to know, because things around us will cause us. There are things around us that will cause us to. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Come on. I want you to catch this. He says, and give thanks for this is the will. This is the will of God. This is a commandment. This is what I declare to you. This is the will of God for God through you in Christ Jesus. Did I read that right? Of God in Christ Jesus concerning. Tell your neighbor this is concerning you. Matt, this is concerning you. This is concerning you, Kel. Give thanks. I just like that. It's concerning me. I want to give you some victory, Chris. So this is concerning you. If you give thanks, you're going to be in the will of God. How many of you want to be in the will of God? I want to be in the will. I want to have the heart of God. I want to be in a place where that I know the blessings of God settle in on that place. So he says, this is concerning you for my will in your life. Give thanks. See, Jesus, even in the midst of him going to the cross, where he was at that place in the garden, do you remember that place? He even told the Father, he said, Father, he says, if this cup could be taken from me, that he was going to the cross, but say your flesh. The flesh knew what it was going to go through. Jesus was never going to change his mind. But his flesh, he said, Father God, not my will, but yours. And he went to the cross with joy. Come on, amen? With joy. So he praised God. He says, and then the next verse says, quench not the spirit. You want to know how you quench the spirit? Mumble, Remember that thing? What was that thing? Remember Mumbles? What was it? Was that Batman? Sometimes I know my wife's mad when I can hear in the other room. Well, you know when you're walking out the door, you mumble something on your way out. Facebook, help me out. Come on, amen. We've all mumbled sometime. We've always groaned or something. We always like, because that's what our flesh wants to say to the matter. But God says, concerning you, give thanks. For your will, that you be in my will, I want you to do this. Give me thanks. Don't look around. Don't go by what you feel. I'd have thrown the towel in 30 years ago. But I learned not to go by what I feel. Begin to give thanks. In everything. Because this is the will of God. That is the greatest. I want you to hear this and know this, that you will gain victory in your life. Giving thanks to God. I'm going to show you here. I got to get through this. What time is it? Verse 1. Psalms 107. Let's go to the next verse. Amen. I just want to give you, I was going to read all the ones. Listen, there's hundreds and hundreds of scriptures that say give thanks for thankfulness, being thankful in the Bible. There's tons of them. Just take a few. I got so distracted. I have a habit of doing that. I got distracted today. I began to look at that. Look it up in the Bible. Just, you can go and search thankfulness and thanks. And I just went, I'm like, I was off on a rabbit trail for an hour and a half. Finding scriptures I just didn't know were there. I was on a treasure hunt. And it says, and then they, this is verse 19. Oh, yeah. And then they cried. This is in 107, 19 through 22. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from out of their distress. See, listen, I want you to know this, that even before they cried to God for the situation, there was a hurt within his people. There was a distress within them. This is the children of Israel when they were in Egypt and they were in bondage. I want you to know that they were God's. Those are his children. They chose to go that place. They disobeyed God. But even in the midst of that, God heard their cry where they were. He sent his word and healed them. And he delivered them from their destruction. He could have said, I told you so. How many times do we want to say that to our kids? How many times we want to say that to the ones around us? I'm just going to let him fail till he learns, so he learns a lesson. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their destruction. And that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. See, they were in the midst of all these things. God did all these things from one generation, but something got missed. They lost something through the years that they lost this thankfulness to God. It got lost through the years. They left it behind because of the things they went through, and they left it behind. They laid it down and they weren't picking it up again. And he says, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. You know, praise is just another word for thankfulness. I'll show you that. I always used to think that thankfulness and then praise. That's what we were taught back in the day. I'll show you different. He says, it doesn't really matter, though. It's just, and he sends his word. He says, oh, the goodness for his wonderful works to the children of God. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. and declare His works with rejoicing. Wow. And declare His works with rejoicing. I just want to give you a couple. Hebrews 12. Are you okay? You need a breath? Give a breath. Take a breath. Check this out. Come on, where are you at, Hebrews? Let me get a drink real quick. Hebrews 12, 12 through 15. Is it too dark in here, guys? You okay? Jason, it's good. Do not look at the guy behind the screen. This is 12 through 15. It says, wherefore, lift up your hands that hang low. See, this is foolishness to man, but this is a place of surrender. Do you know what happens when the police come? Put your hand. I don't know. You might not have ever been there. Maybe a couple times. Put your hands up. And you know what that's a symbol of? Surrender. See, I want you to get this and know that sometimes people say, why do they do those things? It's a place of surrender. Here I am. It's just symbolism. It's just something, just a place of expression of my worship to God. I remember the first time I was in a youth meeting. This is before I really committed to God, but I was in a youth meeting at out in New Wilmington. A Cypher was there. And there's, man, God was really moving, man. I just felt God. I'm like, oh, man, this is awesome. I just felt God. I didn't understand all of it, but really felt. And everybody was raising their hands. I'm like, oh, I didn't have the boldness or the, like, I didn't know how to. It's so easy, but yet it's so hard. See, sometimes our pride or ego keeps us, hallelujah, from surrendering. And we realize that there's a place of pride that's sometimes within us that, what do people think? Who cares? Lift up your hands. So I lift up my hands. I'm like, oh, yeah. This is cool. What else can I do? I want to dance. So listen, it means to throw up your hands. Throw up your hands. Place of surrender. It's like, I give it to you. Clapping our hands. The Bible says in the Bible, it says, clap your hands. To clap your hands. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands. Because, see, there's just an expression of worship. He deserves all my praise. Every part of my being. Let all the earth praise the Lord. Bible says that if you don't, I got some rocks that'll cry out. I got trees that 24 hours a day, they just wave. I got stars in the sky that for thousands and thousands of years have sang my praise. Proven fact. Go look it up online. Stars sing. Yeah, you go look it up. I'll show you. You come here Wednesday night, I'll show you. I'll give you a whole video of it. You'll blow your mind. And how the wells, they sing a song that nobody else can hear. I'm here. They're crying out and worshiping their Creator. If He says the rocks cry out, I bet you the whales do too. See, I want you to get this. He says, lift up your hands. He says, that hang down. Man, you remember the woman that had her head bent? No, come on. Sometimes life, that's just a bit, that's heaviness. There's things that come on you sometimes through the years that get on you. And sometimes you don't get enough time to take them off. There's things that sometimes even at an early age that have been put on you that you didn't ask for. And they'll cause you in your life to get weary, to look to the earth. God says, lift up your hands. And look to me where your help comes from. He says, and make straight paths for your feet. Get everything out of the way. Get those things out of the way. There's some things Jesus told the devil when the devil was in front of him. He told him, get behind me, Satan. You're in my way of worshiping my Father. Sometimes we got to make straight our path. We got to get some things out of the way. Say, make some time for God. Sometimes we got to put some things out of the way. Sometimes we got to put some things. You picked it up. It was the only thing here. If you're convicted, that's you. He says, that which is lame, be turned out of the way. There's so much right there, but I'm not going to get into it. But listen, the enemy wants you to stay in a place of that where you've been wounded. How many of you have ever been in a place where that you have been wounded from something or somebody or a situation or maybe a word or whatever that might be? Come on, somebody help me tonight. Have you ever been wounded? That you've been in that place where you've been hurt? But I want you to know that God, we were given Christ that we don't have to stay in the place of lameness. That, come on, we don't have to stay in the place of brokenness. That the Bible says that He's come to heal our diseases. Come on. To cause the lame to walk. Cause the blind to see. We have a choice in the matter. The enemy makes you think that you have no choice. I'm here to tell you, you got a choice. He says, make straight the path of your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. We could stay in a place of brokenness and lameness, but God says, I want to heal you. I want to heal that thing that's deep within you that's been hurt and been broken that you can't fix, but I can. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness. Don't let the grace of God will never fail you. You don't let it get past you. Take it. He's given you an advantage. He's given you what you need. Don't let it pass you by. Listen. But if you do, what happens is the root, of bitterness. See, that's that place that we talked about. If you missed last night, how was it? Was it pretty good? You got to get the CD, man. I believe it'll really help you. But there's a place that within you is your soul. That a root, it gets down in you. Something that nobody can see. Say nobody. Nobody else can see. And it's down within you. Trying to get down within you. And it's bitterness. Ready? Bitterness. The root of bitterness. That means resentment. See, you become resentful. Over situations in your life. And that bitterness begins. I want you to know, if you want to die at a young age, get bitter. Bitterness will take you down faster than anything else. Bitterness. When you become bitter, you will lose the purpose to live. You will lose your joy when you get bitter. See, the enemy wants to stop you in your tracks to distract you and not for you to take hold of the grace of God that's provided for you. But you to get distracted and bitter and mad. And a lot of times we're bitter and mad at God. But He's good. See, whenever everything goes bad, I just say, God, you're good. You're good, God. And I just declare it, God, you're good. I got a special song. And all it says is thank you. Through the whole song, it's like, it's a spontaneous worship. Thankful. And I just sit there for an hour and a half just thanking God. And by the time I get out of my chair, everything's out of the way and God is good. He was good before. I just got the right perspective. And he says, in holiness, he said, oh, where are we at? Follow peace and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Diligently, God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many are defiled. They're defiled because of bitterness. Because they begin to murmur. They begin to be bitter in the midst of it. Unthankfulness waters the root of bitterness. I'm going to say it again. Unthankfulness, it waters the root of bitterness. Without thankfulness, it'll cause that tree of bitterness to grow in your life. And here's what happened when bitterness goes so deep within you, all of a sudden, even your outside will be affected. Is that a new face or is that just a... We're making any expressions. I mean, I've seen some people before, especially sometimes some people in church. Some places that, man, I just look out and I see people. If my face looks that way, please tell me. He says, and if, oh, no, I'm okay. Philippians. You ready? We're getting to where we got to go. I got to get there quick. I'm sorry, where am I going here? Philippians. Two. 12, I believe. He says, wherefore, brethren, as you have always obeyed, also do in the presence. Work out. Say work out.
Work out.
Work out your own salvation with fear. He says, in trembling. For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. So I want you to know that we need to work it out of us. We need to work out salvation out of our lives. And you can start by thanking God. See, and it begins to be worked out of you. Listen, here's something powerful. The Bible says, how do you get saved? Everybody knows the scripture. Romans, it says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you shall be saved. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart and you shall be saved. What happens? That's just not something that we say when we first get saved. I want you to know that we're continually to confess with our mouths that what? Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. So what you're doing is you're reminding your soul, you're reminding your flesh that Jesus is Lord. Come on. Because your flesh wants to say, shut up. Your flesh wants to tell you what to do. Your flesh wants to crawl under a rock or get in a cage sometimes. So you need to confess with your mouth so that you begin to believe it in your heart. He's Lord. I'm thankful, God, you're good. I'm thankful for God for the things that you do. Begin to be thankful. This is a month of thankfulness that I want everybody, listen, I said this to Dale, I think, when I was driving and I felt like I want this month that every one of you to be stuffed like a Thanksgiving turkey with thankfulness. I want you to be stuffed with thankfulness. It's coming out all over you. Thankfulness. And everybody around you, just what's different about you? I'm thankful. Well, for what? I don't know. I'm just thankful. See, the world can't define it or understand it. Because the world can't give it to you. I've looked everywhere. I've done that. I've done everything at a young age. I did everything that I could to try to find joy. Everywhere, every kind of drug you can find, drank everything I could drink. Come on, did all that I could do. Went all the way to the other side of the state to try to find some joy. And guess what? Every time it was temporary. Every time, the next day, oh my goodness. I remember one time they said, hey, if you drink this stuff, you're going to feel so good. I'm telling you this, the next day I found myself in a ditch. My brothers came out and said, oh my God, our brother's dead. They found me, I don't know how many times like that, in a ditch. I'm going to tell you something. There wasn't joy coming out of me. Mad Dog 2020. Come on, ain't no good. Come on. It's a joy that the world can't give you, either can Mad Dog 2020. He says, word is God that worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. It's God's will for you. What is God's will? To be thankful. Come on, amen. What did we say? For your benefit, be thankful. Come on. It's God's good pleasure that in you, come on, works out His salvation, that you remind yourself God's good. Hallelujah. And He says, do all things without... That's what it says. Murmurings, mumblings, and complaining. All things without it. He says that you do all things without murmuring and complaining. 1 Corinthians 10:10 says this. It says the children of Israel, they murmured and the destroyer destroyed them. Their murmuring caused them to be self-destruct. It caused them not to enter into rest of God. Murmuring. So what's the opposite of murmuring? Thankfulness. Listen, murmuring will keep you out, but thankfulness will take you in. Murmuring will keep you out of the blessings of God, of the rest of God, but thankfulness, enter His gates with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter His gates. It will bring you in to the presence of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God Himself inhabits the praises of His people. He gets in the midst of it and He finds comfort right where you are when you're thankful. I want you to know that. That's been too far. I don't want to jump into that next part. But be thankful. Brings you into rest. Hebrews 13. Are you okay? We're not going to do a snack tonight. So that's an extra 5 minutes, right? Is that okay? All right. I wasn't long last night. I wasn't long, right? No. Hebrews 13. It says, by Him, or another version says, through Him. Say, through Him. Therefore, let us offer sacrifices of praise, thanksgiving to God when continuously. That is the fruit. Praise is the fruit of your lips, thankfulness. Is that what it says? He says the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. That's the fruit of our lips, is thankfulness. See, I want you to know that here's the problem. You cannot, the Bible says that a tree that bears, where's that ash? Let me check this out. Hang on. It is in, where's that? Luke, is it in Luke 6? Luke 6, 43. Check this out. You okay? A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. A good tree, it can't happen. Is that what it is? 6? For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Keep going. He says, for every tree is known by his fruit. For thorns men do not gather figs, nor bramble bushes. Keep going. I could preach that too. A God man out of the good treasure of his heart, out of the good treasure of your heart, bring forth good fruit. He says, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bring forth that which is, and what will come out of your heart is murmurings. Come on, out of the treasure of your heart, the way that you begin to see things. But when you begin, the moment you start to be thankful, come on, you're going to bring forth the right fruit and you're going to begin to change your heart. The Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you shall be saved. So there's a confession that your fruit, you need to have the right fruit. You got to have good fruit. He says, for the abundance of the heart, out the mouth speaks. But out of bitterness, your mouth will speak. I want my heart to be a joyful. I want the ones that are around me to eat from me. I want the people at work, they don't even know what's going on. I don't have to preach. I don't have to get up on a pulpit. Because they can just eat from me, from what's coming out of my life and out of your life. The ones that are around you, come on, my wife, my daughter, my congregation, come on, that you eat from that fruit, come on, that comes out of our mouth. See, that's what's so powerful, because you affect those ones around you, because other people partake of you. You interact with one another. You get in relationships with one another. You need to get around. Start eating the right fruit. You need to get around some people that talk about the right things. You need to get around some people that are thankful and not miserable and not blah, 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 blah. Man, I don't want that. Man, I want to be around somebody that's got some joy. Hallelujah. That's going to lift me up. That's going to high five me when I'm down in the dumps. That's going to lift me up and be thankful with me. Are you all right? Say, get it done. He says, where am I at? Oh, yeah. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. That is in Hebrews. To do good, communicate right. Communicate right. Say the right things. So that what's right's on the inside. Get what's coming out the same as what's going in. Hallelujah. Matthew 9:18. Where are we at here? No, this is not. Hang on. All right, yeah, real quick. Matthew. I really wrote not short notes so that I could. Okay, real quick. I want you to get this. Because here's Jesus. Jesus walked this place. And listen, I want you to know that faith in the midst of it, God can move in faith. He can't move it. What pleases God is faith. Faith in Him. That means you believe God. Faith touches God. I want you to get that. His faith, that's God moves God. So you believing in God moves God. Not from the soulless realm. You could yell all you want. But when you come from the Spirit, it moves God. When you believe that God, you're good. Okay, so here it is. And in the midst of all this stuff, they came with anticipation. They were fired up. And there was a woman that was bound for many years. And she was bleeding. Sometimes we bleed from wounds that we had. But she heard something that she was moved by it. That if you just touch His garments, He says, you will be healed. So I want you to hear this. She didn't ask for no one to pray for her. She didn't do nothing else. She just went by what she heard. Sometimes you got to move by what God just says. Sometimes it ain't nothing else. Sometimes I'm not here to tell you. You just need to move with what's all you got is God's word. And I'm here to tell you it's enough. It's all you need is God's word. Hallelujah. That's all we need is God's word. So she was moved by it. And whenever she was coming in, she walked in, she touched Him. But before she touched Him, she said with her mouth, if I just touch Him, I'll be healed. So out of her mouth, I'm tired. If you get tired enough in misery, if you get tired of the same old, and begin to say, if I just touch Him, reach out and touch Him. If I just touch Him, I will be healed. And as soon as she touched Him, boom, she was healed. So here's the thing. I want you to get this. So this atmosphere was moving, and then there was Jairus. You remember Jairus? See, Jairus had a daughter that she was sick and she was dying. But before she got there, this lady interrupted it. He could have got bitter and got mad, but he didn't. Sometimes we get madder. He could have stormed off, but he didn't. Sometimes we can't explain what God does. Sometimes we're perplexed. That means you don't understand why. But as long as God is with you, you got something. Amen. I want you to hear that. So there he was. He was at that place. And he looked and he says, don't worry, Jesus. He says that she has died. They went and said, oh, don't bother him. He has died. And it says, and when Jesus came to the ruler's house, but he went anyway. He says, and Jesus saw the minstrels and the people making noise. They weren't making good noise. They were there going, oh, groaning. And they were in this place where that they had no hope. See, the world has no hope. But they don't realize, here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. He's about ready to enter in, hallelujah, to step in. But I want you to know, he was not going to agree with them or sit down with them. Just like he didn't sit down with Elijah. When Elijah heard something, got scared, he went into a cave. I want you to know that God's not going to go into your mumbling and complaining and sit in your pity party. He doesn't. Trust me. I've had some good ones. My God. Understand. But when I begin to thank, all of a sudden I begin to hear the voice of God. So whenever he got out of his cave, he heard God. So here they are. He goes to this place, to Jairus' house, and when he walks in, he had to cast out those ones that were murmuring. Sometimes we got to get the murmur out, hallelujah, so God can do his work. Sometimes we got to saturate ourselves with some thankfulness so that God can be activated within us. You got to get saturated to get activated. I said you got to get saturated to get activated. You got to have the oil of joy, of thankfulness, beginning to ooze out of your life. Are you all right? And so and Jesus, he said unto them, give me place. Basically, it says, get out of the way. But when the people were put forth, they were put out. He went in. When murmuring goes out, Jesus comes in. When murmuring comes out, Jesus comes in. You get that? He says, so Jesus arose and Jesus healed her. He healed her. He healed her. If we bring it, God fills it. Psalms 22. I'm almost there. All right? I want to do something at the end. Psalms 22:3. It says, I declare, where am I at here? Psalms 22. Hang on, you okay? I got this. God inhabits the praises of his people. I wrote that down. When you're moaning, God moves. When you're moaning, moaning moves. When you stop moaning, God begins to move. Amen? Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. God doesn't inhabit moaning. He inhabits praise. He doesn't inhabit moaning and thankfulness, but he inhabits praise. You got that? 95, two more scriptures. 95, Psalms 95. He says, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a moaning. This is what we're going to talk about next week. But I can't go without saying this. What kind of noise am I making? Because he said, make a joyful noise. If you're not making a joyful noise, what kind of noise are you making? See, I want you to get that. You get that? Come on. What kind of joy? Because everyone, we're making some type of noise. Amen. What's coming out of us is something. Because what comes out of our heart is either good fruit or bad fruit. So if we're not making a joyful noise, we're making a mumbling, grumbling. He says, make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. He says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. He says, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. And the Lord is great God and great King, and he's above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. He says, and the strength of the hills are also in his hand. So there's no mountain that's stronger than God. There's no mountain stronger than God. He says, even the seas, he's the one that walks on the waters. Amen. He says, he made it with his hands and he formed the dry lands. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. He says, for he is our God and we are his people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in provocation, which that word means speech that makes someone annoyed or angry. There is a speech. You know why? Because God doesn't want to. Because we begin to grumble and complain. Well, you got the Lord God Almighty standing ready, hallelujah, to intercede on your behalf, but yet will grumble and complain. God doesn't entertain that. It upsets God because he knows the wrong fruits coming out of your mouth. He wants you to be blessed and highly favored. He wants everything. The Bible says that God, that we might have life and life more abundantly. Not just to have life, but to have it abundantly. That means that what's in you comes out of you and affects everything around you. Blessings of God follow behind you. Are you okay? He says, annoyed. He says, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, he says, when the fathers tempted for 40 years, they grieved God. Unto them, he swore that they would not enter into his rest. They couldn't enter into his rest because they mumbled and they complained the whole time. We need to break that. John 6. Are you ready? Get ready. Ready? What are you going to do? Huh? Good Father? Do you know that? Good Father? Let's do it. Come on. Let's change things up again. Amen? Come on. Listen to this. I want you to catch this. Just give me a minute here. All right? I got to say what God wants me to say because I want to pray with you at the end about something. John. He says, John 6, 1 through 12. And we all know the scripture. We know what took place here. He says that here's with Jesus, and there was 5,000 that were hungry. We all hear this all the time. But I want you to get this and understand that Jesus expressed something to us, was showing something that was very powerful, showing us an illustration of thankfulness. He was showing us that we, hallelujah, our thankfulness comes from the surplus of God. But our bitterness and our weariness comes from the place of our lack. So he says this, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and he said to the great company, he says, when shall we get this bread? And see, Jesus knew he wanted to prove them of himself. He knew what he was going to do. And he asked Peter, he says, 200 penny worth. He says, it's not enough, it's sufficient for every one of these ones. He says, because he was focusing on what he didn't have. Someone says, well, I have nothing to be thankful for. If you begin to, you will never break through. You will never get a breakthrough in your life if you're only looking at what you have. But when you begin to look about what God has, something's going to change in your life. Come on, amen. You will break the back of unthankfulness, of heaviness on you. Come on, amen. When you begin to look at his supply. He's got everything that I need. You will begin to break the back, hear me tonight, of poverty when you begin to give. Hallelujah. When you look at your hand, say, I only have this much. Hallelujah. I only have this much. I could give you story after story. That there was times that, man, I tell you, I looked at what I had and I said, God, it ain't much. But I'm giving it by faith. And I gave it anyways. I didn't give from my lack, but I gave from, hallelujah, a surplus that God had. And God has never failed me. He has blessed me. So he says, and one of the disciples He said to him, he says, there's a lad. Say, there's a lad. There's a lad here. That he has five loaves and two fishes. Whatever he had, it wasn't much. It was just his lunch. It was that little place. But Jesus was showing them, Jesus took what they gave him. Hear this right now. Took what they gave them, and the only thing that he did was say, thank you, God. See, Jesus wants to take your lack. He wants to take your thanksgiving that you might not see it's that much. But when you put it in his hands, hallelujah, when you place it in his hands, he blows upon it the surplus of God, and it multiplies before you. And they fed the multitude. But here's the powerful thing. The Bible says this at the end. He says, in gathering up the fragments, he said, gather up. Say, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Don't waste what God gave you. When people say, I have nothing to be thankful for, I'm going to remind you of this. He died for you upon the cross that you'd have life. He was bruised and beaten, took the stripes upon his back and bled that I might have life and I'd be healed. I have something to thank God about. I have something to thank Him about. That I pick up everything. I'd let nothing go. But everything that God has done for me, I'm thankful for it. Every day. When I wake up and I breathe, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Can you say thank you, God? I want you to know that we live in a day and age that right now we're living in a place with it, man. There's heaviness everywhere we go. There's heaviness on people. There's a heaviness that weighs people down and it makes them ugly, man. I don't want to be ugly. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be angry. Someone said, I just seen a post that says, I just hate people anymore. I don't want to live that way. See, because when you get in that place of bitterness, it'll cause you to bend. It'll wear you down. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just thank Him? Come on, just thank Him for a moment. Come on, just thank Him right where you're at right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we learn to thank Him. We learn to thank Him. I want to pray something with you. I would like you to stand up right now. Hallelujah. Just stand to your feet. Oh, yeah, yeah. God, you're good. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship Your name. Hallelujah. We worship You, God. We worship Your name. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. I really felt this today when I was in prayer. And I believe that it even came on me on Thursday night because I felt such a heaviness. That's my wife, that it literally was causing me to bend down. And it breaks my heart to see the children of God, hallelujah, in a place of weariness and heaviness. And you don't have to stay there. Come on. You don't have to stay in that place of weariness. I don't want you to raise your hands now, but I want you to know if you feel like you're in a place of heaviness and you want it lifted off you, I want you to pray with me in a minute. I want you to pray, and I want you to, by faith, believing that God's going to loose you from that heaviness that has tried to grip you. I'm here to tell you, it happens to everybody. It happens sometime. But God wants us to turn back to Him, that He looses the heaviness that tries to grip you. That heaviness that tries to bow you, to cause you to be weary, that your hands are laid down. God says, I want you to be broken from it tonight. Give me your fragments. Give me what you got. and I'll take it. And I'll turn it for your good. Are you ready? It says this in Isaiah 61. It says, I appoint to you, to them that mourn in Zion, to give to them beauty for your ashes. Give me your ashes. Give me your ashes and I'll give you beauty. Give me what you got and I'll turn it for you. He says, the oil of joy for the mourning, for the joy of mourning. He says, for the oil of joy for your mourning. I will give you joy if you give me your mourning. If you give me your mourning. If you lay it down before me, I'll give you joy. I'll give you joy. When those moments where you feel like not giving thanks and giving praise, you give me your mourning. You give me your praise at that moment. Hallelujah. And I'll fill you with joy. He said that the garment of praise, this is where I'm at. You give me your spirit of heaviness, and I'll give you a garment of praise. I will give you a garment of praise if you give me the spirit, your spirit of heaviness. He says, and that you might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. Not bitterness, not rooted in bitterness. But I want you to be rooted in me, planted in righteousness, based upon what I did for you at the cross. Hallelujah. He says, and the Lord might be glorified, and they shall build old waste places that rose up in a former desolation. That thing that was old waste places, those old places. And he says, those things, he says, I will turn it for you. Give me, hallelujah, your ashes. Come on. Give me, hallelujah, your heaviness, and I'll turn it for you. Every eye closed. I want to read this prayer. Listen. Even those that are on Facebook right now, all of our eyes closed. Nobody looking around. No one's here to judge. You know this is between you and God. If you have a heaviness, I want you to lift your hands. No sense of being ashamed. No sense of carrying it. If you've been heavy with a heaviness, that you feel like you can't get out, that you feel like there's a joy that's been taken, lift up your hands. I want you to hear this. I want you to pray this with me. Everybody here tonight, ready? Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that it is your desire to heal broken hearts, to set captives free. I come to you in the name of Jesus and I ask for your Holy Spirit to minister to me on the inside, to fill my heart with your love. I receive your love for me in a new way. I let go of pain. I let go of disappointment. I let go of despair. I ask you to be fully released from any demonic oppression that has come upon my life. I submit my life to you and acknowledge you, Jesus, as Lord of my life. In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of heaviness to come out of me right now. I rebuke any spirit of depression, hopelessness, despair, and I command these spirits to go from me. I ask for my heart to be healed, restored. I receive your perfect peace. I ask for your joy to be my portion. I put on my garment of praise, worshiping and honoring you. I receive your freedom from all oppression In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No more depression. No more heaviness. Hallelujah. No more heaviness. Hallelujah. Because I got a good Father. I got a good Father. I want you from this moment on to thank God. To thank God. Let there be a song of praise in your mouth. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Come on. Precious in His sight. He is who He says He is. He is who He says He is. And you're loved by Him. You're precious to God. You're precious to Him. I want you to stand tonight and know, don't believe anything else. You're loved by God. You're loved by God. I'm loved by God. I'm loved. Can you say that with me? I'm loved by God. I'm loved by God. The moment I believed that, it set me free. All those years of my life, I ran. But one day, somebody came to me and sat me down and says, God loves you. Yeah, but I'm a mess. No, God loves you. Oh, but I'm this. And I stopped to listen. And I said, I'm just going to believe. And the moment I believed, God says, thank you. He took what I gave Him. Now I'm going to give you the garment of praise. I'm going to give you the joy, the oil joy for your heaviness, for your mourning. Right now. So I pray tonight that we declare with all of our hearts that we are blessed in Jesus' name. God's knocking. Open up. Let Him in.
Come on, amen. God bless you. God bless your Facebook, amen. Come on, hallelujah. Make sure you thank somebody before you leave, amen. Be thankful for somebody. Be thankful for somebody. Be thankful, amen. Hallelujah.